Now, more Scissor Football on 100.9 The Train.
And good evening once again. Welcome back to Scissor Stadium. The West Plains Scissors getting ready to take on the Hillcrest Hornets from Springfield. Scissors are in the tunnel and getting ready to break out and come to midfield. Hillcrest is already on their sideline, and here come the Scissors now. It is your Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic pregame show. You heard Coach Brock Kanagy in our interview talk about heat. It's humid, it's hot, and you heard in our weather forecast as well, it's going to stay hot all the way through the end of the ball game. So the Scissors are going to have to stay hydrated. Lots of water and Gatorade there on the sidelines, and hopefully we'll have no cramping issues in the ball game tonight. Scissors, like we said, are coming into the ball game at 1-1 on the season. Hillcrest comes in at 0-2, and West Plains coming off that big win over Parkview last Friday night at Springfield Parkview. And what a miserable night that was. Wet, rainy, cold, and then we got like night and day, because here it's hot, sun's out, and it's muggy. So just totally different conditions to play football in here tonight. So looking for another win here. And don't forget, next Friday night is homecoming. And coming to town will be the Branson Pirates coming to West Plains next Friday night. But first of all, the Scissors have to contend with the Hillcrest Hornets. And if the Scissors are not on their game tonight, Hillcrest could pull an upset. Don't take them for granted, folks. They very well, if the Scissors don't play very well, Hillcrest could pull the upset here tonight. So the Scissors really just need to take care of business. And that's what we're looking at here tonight. Once again, we've got the officials along with the team captains and the head coaches getting ready to walk out midfield. We'll have the coin toss in just a little bit. So what we're going to do is we're going to step back once again and tell you, you're listening to the Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic pregame show. And when we come back in 3 minutes, we'll have your kickoff. You're listening to Scissor Football on 100.9 The Train.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic, Spine, and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Southern Hills Auto Plaza has moved to their new location on Worley Drive across from Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains. And they're still making your next car purchase easy and stress-free. A recent customer said,
"You guys made car buying so easy. We were so impressed after looking for weeks."
Southern Hills Auto Plaza, stress-free and no dealer fees. Visit them at their new location on Worley Drive or see their full inventory at SouthernHillsAutoPlaza.com. Southern Hills Auto Plaza in West Plains.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
Iron Brand Realty in West Plains excels in finding the perfect property for every client. Its agents, all Howell County natives, bring deep local knowledge to every deal. From homes to commercial spaces, farms, or anything in between, they've got it covered. Licensed in Missouri and Arkansas, Iron Brand Realty makes real estate dreams reality. Call them at 417-372-8076 or stop by their location, conveniently located at 804 Porter Wagoner Boulevard. Iron Brand Realty, the premier real estate brand.
you need excavating work done right, you can trust Smith Excavating for a professional job at a fair price. For over 20 years, Smith Excavating has been moving earth across southern Missouri and northern Arkansas. Need land cleared or leveled, building a new pond, or cleaning out an old one, basement digging, demolition, road building, or pad construction, they can handle it all. Family owned, family operated, and Zizzer proud. Visit ChadSmithExcavating.com. That's ChadSmithExcavating.com. Smith Excavating. Dig in with the best.
When the Zizzers take the field, they represent generations of West Plains proud alumni. That same community has trusted Mayfield Auto Repair for 30 years now. Since 1995, Mayfield has been the go-to shop from everything from oil changes to regular maintenance to major repairs. And most repairs are backed by a nationwide warranty. Whether you drive domestic or import, Mayfield's got the expertise and latest equipment to keep you running strong. Visit them at 2090 Clark Avenue in West Plains or call 417-256-9452.
It's time for West Plains Zizzer football on 100.9 The Train. Here's Ramblin' Rick.
Welcome back to Zizzer Stadium. Hope you've enjoyed the Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic pregame show as we're getting ready to kick this one off. And Reed Cobb is going to be teeing it up as the Zizzers will kick off to the Hillcrest Hornets here to start the ball game tonight. And I believe West Plains will get the football to start the second half. So Reed Cobb getting ready to do the honors for us here. I hope you're ready for some Zizzer football. Reed's going to put it in the air, and it's going to be taken at about the 7-yard line. And that is where Brandenburg. And Brandenburg gets through the line, and Zizzer is going to catch up to him, and they run him out of bounds. Around the 40, just over the 45 of the Zizzers. So a good return by Hillcrest that time. And now Hillcrest offense will take the field. Zizzer defense will take the field. See if the Zizzers can stop the Hillcrest offense in this first set of plays here. So once again, it's going to be first and 10. They're going to mark him out at about the 45-yard line of the Zizzers. So that's where Hillcrest will take over. And looks like quarterbacking is going to be Austin Miller. He's in the shotgun. He's got a back in the backfield. That's Houston. And he'll hand off to Houston. Houston on the right side, and he's going to get dropped for a loss as that front defensive line was right there to make the stop. And they're going to mark him, they're going to say loss of a yard, going to bring up second and 11. So it's going to be second and 11 for Hillcrest at the Zizzer 46-yard line. And bringing him to the line of scrimmage once again is Miller, Austin Miller, the quarterback. And he's got Houston in the backfield with him. And this time he's looking to throw. Now he's looking to roll out to the right. And a collision and a good tackle that time by Josiah Long. Going to pick up about 4 yards, looks like. He's going to bring up third down and 7 as he's brought down at the, looks like the 42-yard line of the Zizzers. So brings up third down and 7. For the Hillcrest Hornet offense. Just underway, no score. Still in that shotgun, and is Miller. And Daylon Houston is the running back in the backfield. Third and 7 for the Hornets. And he's looking to throw. Jackson Hunter's in pursuit, and he's going to get him. Jackson Hunter on the quarterback sack for the Zizzers. Ran him down from behind, and he's going to go all the way back to the 46-yard line, going to bring up fourth down and 11. And so it looks like Hillcrest is going to punt the football here, looking at fourth and 11. Punting the football is going to be Talon Wells for the Hornets. Fourth and 11 from the Zizzer 46-yard line for the Hillcrest Hornets. And All the way back is Dominic Hale. He'll be back at his, well, he's backing up now about the 25, a little bit further. And there's your punt. It's a low line drive. Going to run off to the left side, and it's going to go out of bounds. So Zizzers will take over first and 10. Looks like about the 27, 28-yard line. They're going to say 27-yard line. First and 10, Zizzer offense comes on to the field. That's where we'll get our first look. And Zizzer quarterback Ethan Miller. And he'll have Jackson Taylor in the backfield. So they'll spot the ball at the Zizzer 27-yard line, first and 10 for the West Plains Zizzers, their first offensive series. 9:22 to go, first quarter, no score. Ethan Miller in the shotgun. Jackson Taylor is back there as well. They're going to throw it out to the left side to Moore. Moore avoids a tackler, gets it up. He's got a first down, and Moore, Jacob Moore, across the 45 all the way out to about the 48-yard line. And that is going to be an Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine first down for the West Plains Zizzers, their first one of the night. So first and 10 at the Zizzer 48-yard line for the West Plains Zizzers. Once again, Miller in that shotgun, Taylor in the backfield. Now Taylor goes out to the right. Five receivers in the formation. Miller's going to throw it out there, and he's got Hale. Hale cuts back to the inside, still cutting inside. He's got another first down inside the Hillcrest 40-yard line. Down looks like about the 39-yard line of Hillcrest. Second Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic first down of the ball game for the Zizzers here in the first quarter. So Zizzers will take over first and 10 at the Hillcrest 39-yard line. Once again, five receivers with Miller in the shotgun. Now Taylor goes in motion, and they're going to pitch it. Taylor goes back to the right side, cuts up inside, gets behind his blockers. He's inside the 35, looks like about the 33-yard line for Jackson Taylor. Going to bring up a second down as they pick up, looks like six on the carry, so it's going to be second and four for the Zizzers here as they come to the line of scrimmage. Second and four from the Hillcrest 33-yard line. Miller in the shotgun, Taylor in the backfield. Going to give it to Taylor. Cuts up inside once again, still fighting for yardage inside the 30. And he's going to have another first down. I believe, I don't see any flag. It's another Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic first down, the third one here in the ball game for the Zizzers. It's inside the 30-yard line down to the Hillcrest 28, where the Zizzers will have first and 10 with 7:14 and counting to go here in the first quarter with no score. Miller in the shotgun by himself. Five receivers. Taylor goes in motion to the left side now. Now here comes Hale. Dominic Hale on the handoff. Cuts up inside. Hale's still up inside. He's inside the 15. And he's down to about the 12-yard line. And that is another Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine first down for the Zizzers. And the Zizzers are also in the Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mount Grove, and Thayer red zone. Zizzers going quickly here. And they'll hand off to Taylor. Taylor on the right side, inside the 10-yard line, down to about the 8. It's going to bring us second down for the Zizzer offense. And pick up that time, I believe, of 4. It's going to be second and 6 for the Zizzers. So Zizzer offense inside the 10-yard line of Hillcrest. Looking at a second and 6 now. Miller going to hand it off. Taylor again, right side, getting around the edge, and Jackson Taylor's in for the touchdown. 6:01 to go here in the first quarter. And Jackson Taylor runs it in. And the Zizzers strike first. And Reed Cobb will come in to try the extra point. There's a snap. It's down. Kick is up. And it is good. Zizzers lead it 7-0. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
At Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, you've got options to help your healing and get back in action.
I'm Dr. Jason McConnell, and we know that many injuries don't require surgery. By setting the right action plan, we can help athletes of all ages to work through and recover from injuries. That's incredibly rewarding. Dr. Rawls, Dr. Nick Souter, and I will provide quality care in an expedient fashion.
See Dr. Russ Rawls, Dr. Jason McConnell, and Dr. Nick Souter at Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, number 3 Medical Plaza.
Zizzer Football continues on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Zizzer Stadium. West Plains Zizzers have taken a 7-0 lead over the Hillcrest Hornets with 6:01 to go here. In the first quarter, it was Jackson Taylor on an 8-yard touchdown run. Reed Cobb's kick was good. And like we said, Zizzers lead it 7-0 over Hillcrest. And Reed Cobb will be kicking off here in just a few moments as he'll tee the football up here. And we can officially say that the sun has set, so at least the sun has set. We don't have the sun beating down on us, but it's still a little warm out here. Here comes Hillcrest to receive the kick. They had a four and out in their first possession of the ball game. This will be their second offensive possession. They're standing back about the 7-yard line. Well, backing up now to the 6-yard line. Reed Cobb gets his foot into it. Going to be at the 1, and that's where they're going to bring it out. Hillcrest goes to the left side. Zizzers contain and bring him down around the 20-yard line, and that's where Hillcrest will take over, first and 10. And looks like Malachi Maupin over there, and also Warren Lawson on the tackle for the Zizzers. And so Hillcrest will take over, first and 10, at their own 20-yard line. See what the Zizzer defense can do here. They can get another stop, force Hillcrest to punt the ball away, and maybe we can get down there and get another score here in the first quarter. 5:54 to go first quarter. And it is a handoff once again, and dropped in the backfield is Houston for Hillcrest. As a matter of fact, it's just they're going to give him the line of scrimmage. So no gain, going to bring up second and 10 for Hillcrest. Quarterback is Austin Miller. So this is going to be interesting tonight. Hillcrest quarterback's last name is Miller. The Zizzers quarterback's last name is Miller. All right. So Miller in the shotgun and Houston in the backfield. They've got three receivers to the right, one to the left, and now the official. And looks like we're going to have a timeout. Hillcrest wants to talk it over, so we'll take a break and we'll come back in 30 seconds. Zizzers lead at 7-0. You're listening to Zizzer Football on 100.9 The Train.
At GTS Physical Therapy, they believe in a personalized approach to your recovery. Serving West Plains, they offer top-notch one-on-one physical therapy to help you feel your best. Whether you're recovering from surgery, dealing with pain, or just need some guidance, their expert team is here for you. For information, phone 870-916-5130, 870-916-5130. GTS Physical Therapy, proud sponsor of the West Plains Zizzers.
Zizzer Football on 100.9 The Train.
And welcome back to Zizzers Stadium. Zizzers lead it 7-0 with 5:08 to go here in the first quarter in Hillcrest. Now looking at a 2nd and 10 from their own 20-yard line. And it's Miller in the shotgun for Hillcrest. And Houston in the backfield. 3 receivers to the right, 1 to the left for Hillcrest. And hit as he threw the football. And Jacob Moore almost had an interception, had it go off of his fingertips as he was diving for it. That's going to bring up a 3rd and 10 for the Hornets at their own 20-yard line. Stops the clock with 4:51. The clock is running for some reason, and now the official is going to have to reset the clock here because somebody started the clock on the incomplete pass. So now we're going to have to tell the folks up here in the booth how much time to put on the clock. 4:54 is what the official's yelling up here to the press box. And there it is, 4:54 on the clock. So now we are ready to go. 3rd and 10 for Hillcrest at their own 20-yard line. Once again, same formation. Miller in the shotgun. Houston in the backfield. Miller looking to throw, and he's going to be, that's going to incomplete pass as Warren Lawson was there in a hurry. And actually, that looked more like he was throwing the football away, but it's going to bring up 4th and 10, and Hillcrest is going to have to punt the football again, so Dominic Hale will go back for the Zizzers. You would think with a 4th and 10 at their own 20, Hillcrest will not. And now we've got a flag. And now they're going to call. Illegal pass. Quarterback was not out of the box, so they're going to move them back, I believe. Well, what are we doing here? They're trying to decide what in the world they're going to do here. That was a very, very late flag and a penalty call. Should be a loss of down, but if that was the case, then the Zizzers would take over, but next they're actually going to do a 5-yard penalty. So we've got our first penalty of the ball game. So now it's going to bring up 4th and 15 from the Hillcrest 15-yard line. And the punter, which is Austin Miller, the quarterback, is standing back on his 1-yard line. Dominic Hale standing at the Hillcrest 40-yard line. Punt is a short, high punt. It's going to bounce, and it's going to be down by Hillcrest at their own 42-yard line. And that's where the Zizzer offense will come out and take over. 1st and 10 at the Hillcrest 42-yard line with 4:39 to go here in the first quarter. And West Plains leading 7-0 here in the ball game. Throughout the night, we'll try to check in and see who all is playing who tonight and give you some scores. So here we go. Ethan Miller in the shotgun. Jackson Taylor in the backfield for the Zizzers. 1st and 10 at the Hillcrest 42-yard line. And they're going to pitch it to Taylor. Now Taylor's going to do the pass, and wide open is Jacob Moore. And Moore's going to score on the touchdown. 42-yard touchdown pass. And that's Taylor to Jacob Moore. And the Zizzers lead it 13-0 as they'll Reed Cobb will come in to do the kick for us. 4:29 to go here in the first quarter. And Zizzers are going to fake it, and they're going to throw it, and it's incomplete as Miller over tried to get it to Wyatt Dew, and it was thrown a little bit out of his reach. Zizzers lead at 13-0. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
Attention Zizzer fans, the Zizzer Zone is the hottest Facebook page in West Plains, bringing you the latest information from Zizzer Nation varsity competitions. You'll see game day posts, scores, and your favorite Zizzers in action. Photo prints and products are available. Check out thezizzerzone.com and follow the Zizzer Zone on Facebook. Thanks goes to our sponsors, Community First Banking Company, Ozarks Healthcare, Patty Ingalls Photography, and Graceland Portable Buildings of West Plains. Let's go Zizzers!
Now, more Zizzer football on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Zizzer Stadium. Zizzers are up 13-0 over the Hillcrest Hornets with 4:29 to go here in the first quarter, and the Zizzers are set to kick off again from their own 40-yard line. Reed Cobb to do the honors. He's been kicking away in the first two kicks. So let's see if he elects to kick it away once again. And he does. He puts the boot into it, and it's going into the end zone. So Hillcrest will take over first and 10 at their own 20-yard line with 4:29 to go here in the first quarter, and the Zizzers leading 13-0. So now Austin Miller, the quarterback for Hillcrest, and it'll be Daylon Houston, the running back for Hillcrest. Offensive unit now comes onto the field for the Hornets. First and 10 for Hillcrest at their own 20-yard line. And now we've got an empty backfield with five receivers, as Austin Miller is in the shotgun by himself. First and 10, Hillcrest. He's going to try to tug it and run, and he meets up with the Zizzer defensive line, and they're going to give him the line of scrimmage to the 20, so no gain. Going to bring up second and 10, as looked like the Zizzers that time. Big number 79, that's Peyton Allen. He led the charge for the Zizzers. Luke Cropper was also in there. So now Hillcrest will go back to four receivers, three on the right, one on the left. Miller in the shotgun, and Houston in the backfield. And the play clock, they just barely got that one off. Pass out to the right side, and going to pick up a yard or two will be Hillcrest. And that's Jacob Moore over there on the tackle for the Zizzers. Actually, they're going to give him 3 yards on the play. That was very, very generous right there. I could have believed two, but he didn't get three, but the officials gave him 3 yards, so it's going to be third down and 7 for the Hillcrest Hornets with 3 minutes and counting to go in the ball in the first quarter. And the Zizzers lead it 13-0. Miller in that shotgun once again with five receivers. And snapped high. Miller contains it, and it's going to be picked off. Zizzers intercepted at the Hillcrest 48-yard line. Bring it back inside the 30. And let's take a look and see who went up and got that one. That was Aiden Judd. So Judd gives the Zizzers a first and 10 at the Hillcrest 28-yard line. Zizzer offense comes on the field, looking at a first and 10 on the Hillcrest 28-yard line. So here we go. Miller in the shotgun, Taylor in the backfield, along with Warren Lawson. Lawson around that right side. We've got a flag, our first penalty of the ball game. Well, our second one, actually. Going to be get close to a first down, but this one's going to come back. It's a hold on the Zizzers. So that one's going to come back. A good run that time by Warren Lawson around the right side. So let's see. This is going to bring up, they'll do first down over. Going to be first and 20. Well, actually, no, because it's going to be, ball's going to be spotted at the 38-yard line. So, yep, it's going to be first down and 20 for the Zizzer offense. Jackson Taylor in the backfield. Ethan Miller in the shotgun, quarterback for the Zizzers. Four receivers. Miller looking to throw. And now he steps up, and he overshoots Jacob Moore. And Ethan Miller should have just tucked that one and ran, because he had open green space there in front of him. But it's going to bring up second and 20 for the Zizzers on the incomplete pass with a minute 47 to go here in the first quarter. West Plains leading 13-0. And we can already tell you, McDonald County leading Mount Vernon 7-0 first quarter. And back to passes. Miller sets up a screen pass, and it's caught by Jackson Taylor. But there was a Zizzer or a Hillcrest defender right there. So it gets the ball inside the 35, down to the 34, going to bring up third down now. Got to get down to the 18-yard line, so it's bringing up third down and 16 for the Zizzers. And you can pretty much bet this is four down territory for the Zizzers, especially if they can get a big chunk of this back. Miller in the shotgun. He's going to roll out to the right side. Throws it. Got his receiver. That's Dominic Hale. He's got the first down and more. Hale down the sideline, and no, he's going to be just shy. I mean, on the one-foot line is Dominic Hale. He stretched out as the Hillcrest defender had him. They're going to mark it at the one-yard line, and that is Nozark's Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine first down. Zizzers in the Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mount Grove, and Thayer red zone. Boy, I tell you, if Dominic Hale was just a little bit taller, he'd have had that one. Here we go. Miller going to keep it himself, and he's in for the touchdown. 38 seconds to go here in the first quarter, and the Zizzers have gone up now 19-0 as Ethan Miller on the one-yard touchdown run. And Reed Cobb comes in again. And I'm going to bet this time Zizzers are going to, I think they'll kick this one. I could be wrong. No, they're going to go for two. Zizzers are lining up going for two. Miller in the shotgun, three backs in the backfield. And Miller, he's going to sprint out to the right, throws it in the back of the end zone. It's good. Complete to Dason Roberts. So Miller to Roberts. 2-point is good. And the Zizzers lead at 21-0. We're coming back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Football 100.9 The Train.
So you're ready to finance a new home, but you don't quite know where to start. Community First has a variety of mortgage loan programs to fit every home buyer. Whether it's your first home, the dream home you've always wanted, or refinance the one you own, Community First has a plan that's right for you. Make an appointment today with a Community First Banking Company location near you in Mountain Grove, West Plains, or Thayer.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Zizzer football continues on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Zizzer Stadium. Zizzers have just gone up 21-0. 38 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Reed Cobb kicks it off. Going to be taken at the 5-yard line this time by Hillcrest. And going to wrap him up at about the 23. And that's where Hillcrest will start with 30 seconds on the clock left in the first quarter. And the Zizzers up 21-0. Ethan Miller scored on a 1-yard touchdown run. Then Miller to Roberts on the 2-point conversion, the pass. Good, 21-0. Your score.